The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Everybody is concerned about the decline of bee populations around the world. Some people pin it on the spraying of too many pesticides. Others say it's changes to natural habitats. But increasingly, scientists are pinning the decline of bees on climate change. For example, consider goldenrod pollen, which provides native bees and honeybees with some of their last sources of protein before winter. Protein helps bees maintain immunity to pathogens and parasites and is essential for wintertime larval development. But in the first investigation to examine how a greenhouse gas can influence bees' diets, a group of U.S. scientists found that rising levels of carbon dioxide are associated with a decline in goldenrod protein. The plant's protein levels have declined by a third during the past century, and a poor diet sets bees up for failure. The study suggests that lower quality pollen could be contributing to global bee declines. Of course, the decline of bees, just like frogs and other amphibians, is the result of a whole suite of causes, which overlap to make the world less habitable. The value in research to understand these changes is not just to help save these wild species, but to hopefully save ourselves.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.